In this display are a corner cabinet and a side chair, what we nowadays think of as a dining chair. The corner cabinet was a special commission directly from the renowned cabinet maker Thomas Chippendale, while the chair was made following one of his published designs. One of Chippendale's great innovations was to produce a pattern book, The Gentleman and Cabinet Maker's Director, published in 1754, which was used by many other furniture makers. The chair to the right was made by an unknown cabinet maker using one of Chippendale's designs. The years have darkened its mahogany frame to a deep dark brown, glowing richer red where the wood's been repeatedly handled. The seat has been reupholstered in charcoal grey horsehair. The chair is generously proportioned. The front edge of the seat bows out, the fabric fixed by two rows of upholstery nails, round heads touching so it looks like continuous brass beading. The front legs are straight and square cut. The rear legs splay out slightly at the back. An H-shaped stretcher joins the forelegs for stability. The focus of Chippendale's ornamental design is the chair back. The back is wider but flatter towards the top. The front surface is ribbed, edges rounded, creating a sense of graceful movement away from the solidity of the base. The top of the chair back, the cresting rail, is carved in a series of shallow waves, punctuated by bell-like flowers and leaves. A low rise in the centre, behind the sitter's head, is pierced by a hole, formed by two large letter Cs cupped towards each other, surrounded by a carved sunburst of licking flames. Joining the rail to the seat, a vertical panel known as a splat is shaped like a tall, slim vase, finely carved with elaborate sweeping curves and overlapping scrolls. The corner cabinet to the left was commissioned from Chippendale by the famous 18th century actor David Garrick as part of a suite of bedroom furniture. It's strikingly painted to imitate Chinese wallpaper, leaf green decoration on a white background. Nearly a metre high, the cupboard is three-sided. Its bowed front is mostly taken up by the door, whose bottom edge forms a curve between the two tapered front legs. Over the years, the white base paint has yellowed, and many of the green motifs, especially on the cupboard top, have been scraped and smudged as to be almost unrecognisable. Those on the bowed front have fared better. Here, trees cluster on a hill. A small hut sits by a stream. A pagoda stands behind a bamboo fence. To the right, two groups of robed figures seem to be walking uphill towards a summer house with a chequered floor, where a woman is sitting. In the spaces between these vignettes, birds soar. These images are framed by a narrow border of twining leaves. Either side, a vertical floral design features a flower with narrow radiating petals, and a line of delicate bell-shaped flowers beneath. From top to bottom, each is a little smaller, as though dropping from the centre of the flower above. Although the cabinet is made of softwood and various splits are visible, the original decoration is still light and elegant.